With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans in Congress taking aim at police stations in America they say are being operated by the Chinese Communist Party under the cover of bureaucratic services.
Representative Ashley Hinson on Friday introduced the Expel Illegal Chinese Police Act to counter what she and co-sponsor Senator Tom Cotton called China's illegal intimidation tactics. The facilities in question purportedly offer assistance to Chinese nationals living abroad, but in fact, the lawmakers say, are acting as the enforcement arm of the CCP. The stations are accused of spying on Americans and of harassing Chinese citizens who have fled the communist regime. Bob Agner reporting.
Two smugglers charged with 53 immigrants' deaths in the back of a sweltering tractor trailer with no air conditioning have been found guilty. The jury took just an hour to convict Felipe Orduno Torres and Armando Gonzalez Ortega in federal court in San Antonio. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House condemns the spate of violent attacks against Tesla vehicles.
Tesla is owned by Trump advisor Elon Musk, and recently showrooms, vehicle lots, charging stations, and even privately owned cars have been vandalized.
It's despicable, the violence that has taken place against Tesla, the company, its employees, and also just Americans who have chosen to drive an electric vehicle.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt points out that many Tesla drivers are Democrats, who she says were big supporters of Tesla and of electric vehicles until Musk decided to vote for Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Trump administration suspending $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania. That over the participation of a transgender athlete in the swimming program. Ivy League school has been facing an Education Department investigation in that matter. This is SRN News. Well, CNN honors a transgender influencer.
Dylan Mulvaney is a man who is living as a woman. He came to prominence 2 years ago when Bud Light used him to advertise its product, sparking a nationwide grassroots boycott that cost the company millions of dollars in revenue and led to the firing of three top executives. Last week, CNN honored Mulvaney as its Game Changer of the Week, airing an in-depth interview with him highlighting a new book that he's promoting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in California investigating the desecration of a Hindu temple as a hate crime. The temple vandalized with anti-Hindu graffiti and heightening concerns among South Asian groups following several incidents in the past year or so. While one Hindu group has suggested the incident may be linked to Sikh separatists, others warn such an assumption could endanger scapegoat Sikhs. This is SRN News. The phone conversation between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin took a rather interesting turn.
Hockey. During the talks focused on a ceasefire with Ukraine, Putin proposed a series of hockey games between the U.S. and Russia. According to information released by the Russian government, Putin proposed that the teams be culled from the National Hockey League in the U.S. and the Continental Hockey League in Russia. Reportedly, President Trump agreed. The proposal comes after Russia was banned from international sports following its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. And it was in 2022, the Beijing Olympics, that Russia won the silver medal and hockey. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Google is ready to fork over a lot of money. Google striking a deal to buy cybersecurity firm Wiz for $32 billion. It would become the tech giant's biggest ever acquisition, at the same time facing a potential breakup of its internet empire. More details at srnnews.com.